Good morning, everyone. School immunization requirements have played a major role in controlling vaccine-preventable diseases in the United States. In California, each fall, schools with kindergartens are required by law to report the immunization status of new entrants. Most of the reporting, 99%, is now completed online. In the spring, 3% to 5% of schools with kindergarten are randomly chosen for follow-up validation of immunization status. Local health department staff visit schools, interview school staff, Xerox official school immunization records, and the immunization data is entered into a database. Data are used to estimate age-specific, for example, 19 to 35 months, immunization status of this California cohort. California school immunization law requires kindergartners at school entry to have received 4 or more doses of DTP, 3 or more doses of polio, 2 doses of MMR, 3 doses of hepatitis B, and 1 dose of varicella. A temporary or permanent medical exemption to one or more of the immunizations may be granted under certain circumstances with a signed note from a physician. California is one of a number of states that allows a personal beliefs or philosophical exemption to school immunization requirements. California law states that immunization of a person shall not be required for admission if the parent or guardian files a letter of affidavit stating that the immunization is contrary to his or her beliefs. Any parent has the option to take the personal beliefs exemption at any time. The personal affidavit for an exemption is on the back of the child's California school immunization record, and it must be signed by the parent or guardian and kept in the student's official record. Since the first requirements for DTP, polio, and measles came into effect in 1978, personal beliefs exemptions remained between 0.5 to 0.7%. During the 1980s. The early 1990s saw a slight decline in PBEs during the last large measles resurgence in the United States from 1989 to 1991. Although the personal beliefs exemption rates remained at or around 0.5% through the early to mid 90s, they began steadily increasing following the hepatitis B requirement in 1998. Currently, as of the fall 2009 immunization assessment of California's 507,000 kindergarten children, 10,280, or 2%, had a personal beliefs exemption. In 2000, 2 years following the hepatitis B requirement, approximately 40% of California counties had between 0 to 0.9% of kindergarten students who received a personal beliefs exemption, indicated in green. 1/4 of California counties had between 1 to 2.4% of their kindergartens taking a personal beliefs exemption, indicated in yellow. And 1/4 of California counties had between 2.5 to 4.9% of their kindergartners taking a personal beliefs exemption, indicated in orange. Only one county, indicated in red, had more than 5% of its kindergarten students taking a personal beliefs exemption. Compared to 2000, 8 years later, in 2008, the number of counties with greater than 5% of kindergarten entrants taking a personal beliefs exemption, indicated in red, increased by 20%. Although school immunization requirements have played a major role in controlling vaccine-preventable diseases, this increasing number of reported exemptors can lead to the compromise of herd or community immunity. With the herd or community immunity threshold for a vaccine-preventable disease, such as measles, at 84% to 94%, any school which has 10% or more of its students as exemptors to measles vaccine is susceptible to measles outbreaks. In 2000, of schools who had 10 or more students enrolled, 148 or 2% had greater than or equal to 10% of its kindergarten entrants, which had personal belief exemptions. In 2008, this number almost tripled to 421 or 5.9%, which had greater than or equal to 10% of its kindergarten entrants who took a personal beliefs exemption. The number of public schools with personal beliefs exemptors quadrupled between 2000 to 2008, whereas the number of private schools with personal beliefs exemptors less than doubled in the same time period. Because schools are required by law in the fall to report solely the number of exemptors, the immunization status for individual vaccine series is unknown for exemptors. Therefore, a personal belief exemption study was conducted in 2009 in conjunction with the spring validation survey with a twofold purpose. The first was to evaluate vaccination status of kindergarten personal belief exemptors, and the second was to determine whether high PBE schools were different from standard PBE schools in any way. Therefore, copies of California school immunization records of personal belief exemptors were collected and analyzed from a random sample of kindergartens and from 50 of California kindergartens with the highest number of personal belief exemptors. The random sample was comprised of 15,471 of California's 507,000 kindergartners. Among these students, 247, or 1.9% plus or minus 0.22%, were personal belief exemptors. There were an average number of 70 kindergartners at each school, and 29% of the schools were private. The top 50 PBE sample was comprised of 3,489 kindergartners, and among these students, 1,117, or 31.8 plus or minus 1.55%, were personal belief exemptors. There were an average of 60 kindergartners at each school, and 22% of the schools were private. The random sample consisted of 259 schools. 100 of these schools had one or more personal beliefs exemptors. 247 immunization records of personal beliefs exemptors were reviewed. 136, or 55.1%, of these immunization records had at minimum some immunization dates recorded. The top 50 PBE sample, in comparison, consisted of 50 schools. Each of the 50 schools had one or more personal beliefs exemptors. 1,107 immunization records of personal belief exemptors were reviewed. 512, or 46.3%, of these immunization records had immunization dates recorded. Looking at the percentage of records missing at least one dose of any required vaccine among non-blank records, the greatest difference can be seen for hepatitis B and varicella. 45.9% of the top 50 PBE sample were missing at least one dose of hepatitis B, whereas 31.8% of the random sample were missing at least one dose of hepatitis B. And 41.8% of the top 50 PBE sample were missing the one dose of varicella versus 33.3% of the random sample. Both samples showed the same trend, with all four doses of DTP exempted the least, following by 3+ doses of polio, 3 doses of hepatitis B, 2 doses of MMR, and the 1 required dose of varicella. Samples differed significantly with regard to the percentage exempting for each of the full series for almost all vaccines. Whereas 7% in the random sample took a personal belief exemption for all 3 doses of polio, 16.1% took an exemption in the top 50 PBE sample. For the 3 doses of hepatitis B, 13.5% of the random sample were exempted, compared with 28.9% for the top 50 PBE sample. For the 2-dose MMR series, 17.5% of the random sample, compared with 30.2% of the top 50 PBE sample, were exempted. For the 1-dose varicella requirement, 33.3% of the random sample, compared with 41.8% of the top 50 PBE sample, were exempted. At each of the schools sampled, local health departments also interviewed school personnel involved in the review of students' immunization status to gather information regarding personnel training, school immunization law, related knowledge. The survey was comprised of 17 questions. School practices varied significantly between the random sample and the top 50 PBE sample in the following areas. The frequency of respondents who answered yes to the following questions differed when asked, does the school inform the parent of an exemptor that the child will be excluded if there is a vaccine-preventable disease outbreak? 84.5% of the random sample responded yes, whereas 66% of the top 50 PBE sample responded yes, with a p-value of less than 0.1. When asked if the parents are given an option of signing the PBE affidavit as a short-term alternative while they seek current records to complete the student's required immunizations, 7.8% of the random sample responded yes, whereas 30% of the top 50 PBE sample responded yes, with a p-value of less than 0.0001. In conclusion, high PBE schools may further potentiate under-vaccination by encouraging selection of the PBE option by parents lacking documentation or with under-immunized children at kindergarten enrollment. As PPE rates continue to increase, public health officials will need to pay particular attention to high PPE schools as they are sites of concentrated vaccine-preventable disease risk. This study shows that the majority of kindergarten PPEs in California are partially vaccinated, as 50% had immunization records on file at their schools. A review of these records revealed that students with PPEs were most likely to be under-vaccinated against at least one dose of MMR, 74.6%, and least likely to be under-vaccinated against at least one dose of hepatitis B, 31.8%. A comparison of PPE immunization records in high PPE kindergartens with those in a random sample of kindergartens reveals greater vaccine-preventable disease risk among PPEs in the high PPE kindergartens, including a lower average number of vaccine doses received per PPE, 7.5 versus 8.4, with a p-value of less than 0.05. A higher percentage of PPEs who had no protection, no vaccination doses, against polio, hepatitis B, MMR, and varicella. Possible future follow-up PPE studies may include steps to find out more about blank records, assess risk of disease and outbreaks associated with PPEs, and identify characteristics of parents who elect PPEs. Thank you.